little pig, let me in. As Negan would say, get ready, because we're about to do What If? Michael Myers versus The Walking Dead. Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to our podcast of Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film. I'm Mike and this is
Jared.
And we today's episode is going to be really cool today. It's episode 2. It's our What If episode. It's basically Michael Myers versus The Walking Dead. And I was inspired to do this episode from last year during The Walking Dead. They played a trailer for Halloween, which was basically Michael Myers walking down some railroad tracks, and he ended up at Oceanside City, which is part of the graphic comics and part of the TV show of The Walking Dead. And I was like, boy, that'd be cool. What if, you know, Michael Myers was on The Walking Dead? Could he survive in that kind of environment? I mean, that blows my mind. I mean, there's a lot of other villains on that program that would give Michael Myers a pretty good fight. There's also some good guys that could give Michael Myers a pretty good fight on there, like Rick Grimes, Mishani, Daryl, Carol, even Carl, possibly. But the bad guys have always been shown on that show to be pretty ruthless. We got the Governor, Meryl, we got Negan, we got the Whisperers. I mean, today's episode, we're going to explore everything. And just to clarify, we're going to be using the Michael Myers from the original timeline, part 1 through 6, because he went through far more damage and kind of regenerated. Like, you know, in part 2, he got his eyes shot out, but by part 4, he had his eyes back. So, I mean, that's pretty incredible. And he suffered burns in part 2. By part 4, 5, and 6, his burns started healing. So he definitely would be a Michael Myers that could do better in this world. Otherwise, the Michael Myers from the 2018, he was more human. He took in a lot of damage. His fingers got blown off in that movie. So I don't know if he would be able to survive this world too much. But we're going to get to that pretty quick here. We're going to go down in a roll here, me and Jarrett, and you're going to enjoy this episode. The Walking Dead is a really great show on AMC, and Halloween is a really great franchise, and combining the two is amazing podcast we'll try to do. Let's see. Well, first we'll start off with the zombies in The Walking Dead, which are called walkers. In The Walking Dead mythos, everybody's already infected. So if you get sick or die, you become a walker. Or if you get bitten, within a matter of minutes to an hour, you will transform into one. So that's our number one enemy we'll be looking at right now. Will be if Michael Myers can survive the hordes of walkers. And if he gets bitten, will he turn into one himself? Because remember, we're doing the Michael Myers from the first timeline, from part 1 through part 6, when he has the curse of Thorn. So he can regenerate. So will his regeneration be enough to prevent him from turning into a walker? Well, I'd have to say that I think Michael Myers would become a walker. I think the virus in this mythos series is so strong that if Michael Myers did get overwhelmed by a bunch of walkers, unfortunately, he would become one. The second part we're going to look at now is Michael Myers versus the governor. The governor, he ran a little community in Woodbury. He had his own henchmen. He would raid other people's territory and kill them and steal their stuff. And the public in his community, he looked like a great guy. But in reality, he was this big evil menace that was doing all these bad things to people. And he would, you know, raid army facilities and tanks and guns and bombs. I think the Michael Myers in this timeline, I think if he had the drop on them, he would probably win. He would probably massacre Woodbury. I think one-on-one, I think he would take the governor. I don't think the governor would have a chance. But if the governor striked first, like he did on Rick in the prison and brought the tank, the bazooka, the shotguns, machine guns, and grenades, I think the governor could damage Michael Myers. But like I said, the Michael Myers from this timeline can regenerate. So I think he would wound him enough to get away, but that'd be about it. But otherwise, if Michael Myers got the drop on him, like a sneak attack, I think he would win. The second person we're going to look at, the second villain that is Negan. Negan and the Saviors was another group kind of like the governor. They had their own belief system, their own community. They believe that by using the force of threat, that people would have to share their food and their women and stuff with them. And Negan has his weapon, which is a bat covered with barbed wire called Lucille. Now, he's been shown to give Rick Grimes a lot of trouble in hand-to-hand combat when those two fought. And Rick Grimes is a law enforcement, so he has training. He has fought people before. So I think if him and Michael Myers got into it, it'd be a bloodbath. With that bat, you have a swinging advantage to keep Michael Myers at length. Michael Myers has a knife, a butcher knife. He could try to stab Negan. But if Michael Myers gets Lucille, then I say give the fight to Michael Myers, because as you know, he has superhuman strength in this timeline, and he could really well on Negan with it. But if Negan got the drop on Michael Myers, I think he would do heavy damage on him. But I think Michael Myers would regenerate. And I think one-on-one, if Michael Myers got the drop on Negan and got that bat, definitely Michael Myers would win that matchup. I don't think Negan would stand a chance. The last villains we're going to look at. Now this one's going to be a very close one. They're called the Whisperers. They're led by a woman named Alpha, and second in command is Beta. He's basically like the size of the Rob Zombie Michael Myers when he was an adult. The Tyler Mane looking Michael Myers, almost 7 feet tall type deal. And they have a big group of people. They basically call the Whisperers because they whisper when they speak. They skin the hides off of walkers and wear them so they can blend into the hordes of walkers on Walking Dead. And basically, I think that if Michael Myers came into that group, I think he could blend in with the horde because he already walks slow enough. And so I don't think the walkers would notice him at first. I think the Whisperers would. I think that obviously he could kill Alpha because she's a much smaller opponent. She is brutal, but I think one-on-one he could take Alpha. But I think he would have a hard time with Beta. Beta carries two knives on him. He's taller, he's stronger. I think that if he got the jump on Michael Myers together, I think that Beta would pick him out and would damage him up. And this is my opinions if Michael Myers versus The Walking Dead. And right now, we're going to do a word from our sponsor. Now, for any good guys that would verse Michael Myers from The Walking Dead, I think they all stand a fair chance. They survived this long from other people trying to steal their stuff, from walker hordes. So I think that anyone from Rick's group or Maggie's group or Mashani's group, I think they all stand a chance against Michael Myers if they stuck together. One-on-one, Obviously, Michael Myers could kill them all, but if they stuck together as a group, they might be able to defend him off. I believe that Michael Myers versus The Walking Dead, if it ever became a reality, would be an amazing TV show or even a movie. These are my opinions about Michael Myers versus The Walking Dead. That was a word from our sponsor, Anchor. Thank you for listening to our second episode here from season one. We'll be coming back again with episode 3 in the near future here soon. Thank you all for listening, and for now, we're out.